Lesson 8, I Obey His Written Word. This is one of my favorite topics. I think this is the thing that sets people apart. Are they a word person? You know, we hear a lot about that kind of in our circles about being a word person. What does that mean? That means I don't try to make the word fit the way I want to live. I make the way I live fit the Word of God. I adjust what I do to fit what it says. You know, our whole ministry, our whole life, since I was a little girl, my life has been based on that. Our ministry is based on doing what the Word says, being a doer of the Word. I obey His written Word. You know, if kids will not obey the written Word, they're not going to obey the voice of the Lord that comes to them for their particular life and situation. But when you obey the Word of God that's written, He is able to then really speak to you. Our kids can know the voice of the Lord so much more clearly when they are people who obey His written Word. He's told us how to live our lives, and our super kids, as they begin to grasp and determine and make these decisions that we've been talking about the last few weeks, they will become people who do what God tells them to do. And they will be people who obey the Word of God. Of course, you know that the book of James tells us that it has the power to save our souls. Our souls, your mind, your will, your emotion. Isn't that where all the battle is fought? I mean, for whatever you're trying to do and live your life and however you're trying to walk in God's blessing and in the things that He did for you, it's your mind, your will, and your emotions that get in the way. But when you are determined to be a doer of the Word, it contains the power to save your soul. That's in the book of James, in the first chapter. So we have to determine to do this. We have to study the Word of God continually. Meditate on it day and night. Why? So we will be sure to obey everything written in it. If we don't think about the Word of God, if we don't keep it in front of our face, we're not going to be obedient to you. So then you can help your kids to see. You have to put it in your heart. Keep it in front of your eyes. Keep that as the thing that leads and guides your life. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all you do. So we put the Word in, we meditate on it, it helps us to be obedient to everything written in it. That's when we're going to be prosperous and succeed in what we do. Of course, that leads us to the sweet life. Bring in that topic again, sweet life. Remind the kids they want the sweet life. Remind them of what that is. And of course, we learned about that in our first year of lessons. The sweet life. That's just really boils down to living the life that God planned for you. It is sweet. You know, by now, if you have continued to bring in that phrase, if you've continued to use that phrase, your kids should automatically think doing things God's way and having the life He created for them. So remind them of what that means once or twice, but always use that phrase. Keep that alive in your kids. In fact, all these things that you're learning and your kids are learning from the Word of God, don't teach it to them and then just forget about it. Reference it again. As the Holy Spirit brings up lesson one, or He brings up to your thinking something you taught them last year, reference it again for them. And that way you help keep these things alive in their heart. For our kids to walk successfully in the Word of God and in the plan of God, they're going to have to put the Word first. They're going to have to put that before their own desire. They're going to have to put that before what their friends think, what they see on TV. So they're going to have to read the Word. They're going to have to put it in their heart. They are going to have to read and listen to the Word of God through the ears of a doer. They will begin then to know the voice of the Lord, to be able to determine what comes from their own desires and flesh and what is coming from the Lord. You know, I see the Word of God as like a tuner on a radio. The closer you get to the right station, the more clearly things are going to come in. And that is going to help your kids to hear from the Lord. Encourage your kids to develop a relationship with the Word of God. Develop a relationship with their Bible. You know, if it were me, I would not preach to the kids from an iPad or from an electronic device without using my Bible. You need to let the kids see you with your Bible. Encourage them. Don't lose your Bible. This is a great time, actually, to empty your lost and found. I have a good tip here for you. Go through your lost and found Bibles. See whose name is in them and call the kids out to come up and get their Bible. But use that as an example of really valuing. Do you value the Word of God? Are you valuing this Bible? This is God's Word to you. Don't lose it. Encourage your kids in that. Help them to see that these words are life to them and their health to all of their body and all of their mind.